You are listening to Amplify Your Success Podcast, episode 224. And today I want to talk about how to trust your decision making so you can take bigger risks to grow your business. You ready for this? Let's get started. Welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Get ready to ramp up your revenue, amplify your impact, and make your mark in the world. This is the show for experts, thought leaders, and service professionals who want to shatter their limits and achieve that next level. You're going to find out from other experts and influencers how they made it. Now, let's get amplified. Hi there, inspired entrepreneurs and business leaders. It's your host, Melanie Benson, authority amplifier for expertpreneurs. And today, we're going to be talking about risks. As entrepreneurs and people building a business around their expertise, we're going to be faced with taking risks. And I've been noticing a trend lately where people are given an opportunity to take their business to the next level. It requires an investment of time, money, or energy. And because they don't really understand their risk threshold, they're letting fear talk themselves out of going for that next level. And so this is a common problem in our industry. And I thought I would unpack this a little bit and do a little amplify coaching with you today if this is something that comes up for you. Because how we understand our risk threshold affects our decision making, it affects our stress levels, and it's either going to elevate us quickly or it's going to keep an entrepreneur paralyzed and playing small. Now, one of the antidotes to fear in general is clarity. And as you're listening into today's episode, mindset is a big part of recognizing what your risk tolerance is and what it isn't. And mindset is a big part of what I consider the pillars to amplifying your success and your impact and your authority in business. I just put out a new guide on the 8 steps to becoming a highly paid authority in your business. And inside of it, one of the factors is, how bold is your mindset? And are you able to wrap your head around becoming the person and doing the things that it takes to make a greater impact in the world with your work? And I would love to share it with you. If you head over to authorityamplifiers.com, you can download the 3-page guide, and I'll also help you unpack it with some follow-up emails that'll really take each of those elements and help you understand how to implement it in your business. So again, it's free right now at authorityamplifiers.com. I was in a situation a couple weeks ago with a potential client that really got me thinking about where trust in ourselves, trust in our decision-making, trust in our ability to discern what is a good risk and what is maybe not a great risk. And it was a little bit of the inspiration for this episode because I've been really challenging those in my Amplify Mastermind to take some greater risks. And what I found in this particular instance was, and this is very common feedback I get, is the person was evaluating my mastermind and said, okay, so that's a big investment. I'm really scared to make that investment. I have invested in so many business coaches and so many programs, and they haven't worked for me. I don't know if I trust my decision making on what is a good fit for me. Well, first of all, my heart always aches when I hear that. And this is a time where if that's up for somebody, I always recommend they listen to an episode I did in the beginning of the podcast on how to really figure out what the right coaching you need is, because there's a difference between a mentor and a coach, and really understanding those differences can help. One of the risks we take all the time in business is, how do I make a good decision with maybe not all of the information I need? And learning to trust our gut instincts gets cloudy and convoluted because we don't know if we can trust our decision-making. So today, my goal and my hope is that I can unpack this a little bit and give you some further resources to help you learn how to trust your decision-making again, to trust that instinct, and what to do if you find yourself holding back from taking bigger risks. Now, a second podcast episode, and I'll link these up in the show notes, is I did an episode on how to trust your gut instincts. And this is could be very helpful if you know that one of the things that maybe is lacking is you've maybe felt like you didn't make the best decisions in the past and your instincts are as you might say, broken, or you feel like they're not clear enough for you, this might really help with that particular situation. So here's one of the things that's really helped me, because it might surprise you, but by nature, I am not somebody that's comfortable taking risks. I'm not really a risky person. And my background, being someone who clung to my safety zone for most of my life, one of these skills, or maybe we might even think of it as a muscle I had to build, was recognizing that successful entrepreneurs routinely take risks. And it will overwhelm most people. Most of the people in our lives who have jobs or are not risk takers will try and talk us out of taking risks. And I recognized very early on in my career that if I wanted bigger success, I was going to have to take bigger risks. Kind of that whole mindset or the mantra of, you know, no risk, no reward. If you're not taking bigger risks, you're not getting bigger rewards. And that mindset shift was powerful for me. What I find is that as we grow more and more in our business and we have more time trying new things, we take new risks. If you've been burned over and over and over again and you're trying strategies that aren't working for you, it's very easy to think, I'm not willing to take risks anymore, or to build up a risk fear that causes you to avoid taking risks, that also cause you to avoid growing your business and making more money and having a greater impact. So one of the things that I think is a paradigm shifter that I hope will shift something for you today, if this is up for you, is to recognize that risks are actually good for you and your business when you understand how to take risks inside what I like to consider your risk threshold. So here's some of the things that happen when you are taking good, healthy risks, maybe even calculated risks. First of all, taking risks cause you to grow. If you're not getting outside your comfort zone, you're not growing. And if you're not growing, oftentimes people like to say, like, you're dying. You're going to be stagnant. And a business that's stagnant is not a healthy business. I guarantee you at some point you're going to have something that happens that derails you and whatever's working right now, because it's happened to me, it's happened to every business owner I know. So getting comfortable with taking risks is a way of building up tolerance and emotional resilience to navigate uncertainty and challenges and face risks head on when you need to take a leap. So the more you practice taking risks, the more comfortable you are with them when they come face to face with you and it's time to take a leap of faith. I learned this, I probably shared this before on the podcast, but I'll bring it up again. When I was in college, I had a teacher. He was all about disrupting the comfort zone. And I will always remember this professor. He was one of my favorite professors at San Diego State. And one of the things that he did, this was my first year, a class in my first year there, he made us follow a protocol where every day, in order to get the grade, we had to do something different. We had to do something outside our comfort zone. And he built up new levels of taking risks every day in the process. So in the beginning, it was really easy things like brush your teeth at a different time, or get out of the other side of bed, or change up your routine in the morning in some way, which took us all the way to taking bigger risks that would challenge our comfort zone. And what it caused me to realize is that if we want growth and we want to be open to transformation and better results, we have to be willing to do things differently. So this is a minimal risk for most of us, but it is a foundation for being willing to adapt and change and be in flow. Now, another thing that comes up for me when I think about why risks are good for you, and if you look at anybody who's taken big risks and they're willing to take bold action to get where they want to go, they've got a competitive edge over people who don't take risks. I talk about it all the time, like being more visible and having this ability to amplify your authority. That authority that's amplified is usually attached to people who are willing to take the risk to be seen. They're willing to be consistent out there with a message that may or may not be popular with the majority of people that will see it. Your risks that you're willing to take are going to help you stand out over others who are not taking risks. Third, there is innovation and evolution that happens by being willing to take a risk. So one of my friends, her name's Lisa Cherney, she was on the podcast earlier this year. She would tell you that she risked it all. Like, she had built a multi seven-figure business and one day stood on stage and said, I'm out. Like, this isn't working for me. It's not making me happy. And she closed her seven-figure business before she knew what the next thing was. And what happened through that process, by clearing the decks and closing the door on a wildly successful business from a financial perspective, was she created space to let something even more fulfilling emerge. Innovation emerges when you're willing to play outside your comfort zone by taking risks to push the envelope, push the edge, and take the business and take your offerings and take you somewhere you haven't been before. And for a lot of people, that's a scary risk. And a last thought around this is, I think sometimes that one of the biggest risks and the reward for that is when you are willing to risk everything and pivot direction or, you know, tap into new marketing channels, you can access new prospect pools that would never find you any other way. One of the ways this paid off for me, it was probably about 11 years ago now, I wanted to access new markets, and I'd set an intention that I want to start speaking in Europe and in Australia. And sure enough, I got an invitation to speak in Australia. I would never have accessed that market at the level I have if I hadn't been willing to stretch and get uncomfortable. I was wildly uncomfortable. I'd never been to Australia before. I was traveling alone as part of a speaking circuit. This was an entirely new environment for me, and a new talk and a new community of people. And yeah, like, I was uncomfortable, and it paid off in spades for me. Like, I booked VIP days when I was over there. I got new clients. I still have people on my list who come through. One of the people that connected with me through the visibility it created has probably invested well over $80,000-$100,000 in the 8 years we've worked together on and off. So you never know what's going to happen. And staying in your comfort zone, staying with the people that are used to hearing what you talk about, is not going to get you those bigger paydays. Now, when we talk about risk, we might want to identify a little bit, like, what kind of risks are we talking about, right? There's a lot of risks that face entrepreneurs every day. And just the sheer nature of the fact that you committed to having your own business is a risk in itself. Letting go of a secure paycheck to have your independence and your own control over your financial destiny, that's a huge risk that I would say at least 80% of the world is not willing to do. And that was a risk I took back in 2001 when I made the commitment to let go of just having a side hustle and be all in. If we are an entrepreneur, there was a moment in time where we let go of security in whatever form it was to be in control of our own financial destiny. So that's one risk that we all take to be here. The second one that comes up for me is that we're all the time, we have to make decisions about opportunities and not have all the information. You're being invited to speak. You have somebody approaching you to collaborate. You've got a new client. You have a new product that you want to bring to market. Every single day, we have to make decisions about new business, new opportunities, new marketing strategies, new lead generation, right? Without having all the information, we do not know how it's going to turn out. And so you've got to start learning how to, like, identify what risks am I willing to take and what risks are too great. And sometimes they are too great. And that's part of the muscle we're going to build today. You may be investing your hard-earned money in those new marketing strategies or in ad spend or in developing a new market, right? Like, there is money you make that you're reinvesting in your growth. Maybe you're investing it in a coach or a mentor or a marketing person, right? And there's a certain amount we will never know if it's going to pay off. And we have to decide, when are we willing to take the leap of faith over playing it safe? And speaking of, you know, investing money, oftentimes to get the business off the ground or to reboot the business, we may need to leverage some personal debt to invest in future growth. We don't always have business financial bandwidth to work with. And I know I certainly built my business on personal debt, and it was very hard for a long time, but I couldn't have done it if I didn't. And I know that that's a scary place for a lot of people. They're like, I don't want to go into debt over something. You got to really reframe what debt is and what it isn't when you're growing a business. And last, the type of risk that I think every single one of us is facing at some point is trusting others to help you achieve business goals. Now, this could be hiring a mentor. I have people all day long investing in me as their mentor, whether it's a group program or one-on-one, and they're investing a significant amount of money and they're trusting me to help them grow their business. You may be trusting a virtual assistant or a marketing expert or a salesperson or an executive VA, like somebody that's going to help you with your calendaring or a client care person, right? You may be partnering up with someone. You may be collaborating with other people and cross-promoting. All of this requires trust. And I know people who say, nope, not going to do that. It burned me before. And that erosion of trust usually has to do with, like, I tried it and it didn't work, and now the risk feels too big. Well, what if you could flip it around and you could start to take calculated risks? So calculated risks basically mean you know how to calculate how much you're willing to risk to achieve certain goals and outcomes. And it all starts with understanding what your risk threshold is. We all have an authentic risk threshold. Maybe it's developed over time, or maybe it's kind of your natural way of being. I do a lot with the Enneagram and with my clients and with myself, and some Enneagram styles are more prone to take risks, and some of them are very much risk aversive. So understanding what your personality is and what you're willing to risk is a big part of finding better tools and being more, what we might say, like building up a muscle to help you take risks to grow your business. Because here's what happens if you don't understand how to take calculated risks. You will let fear talk you out of your growth opportunities. And instead of revving up your business with strategic growth steps, you literally hold back. Every time you have an opportunity, you'll talk yourself out of making the investment. And you'll talk yourselves out of hiring the mentor. You'll talk yourself out of putting on a big event. You'll like talk yourself out of putting a new offering out because it will never feel ready, or you've got too many fears about what might happen. And so what happens is the what ifs will end up starting to circle through your mind. What if it fails? What if people don't like it? What if I waste a bunch of money? And those what ifs take over and conquer the what might happen that's good. And if you let your what ifs get so big that they become your center point, you'll get paralyzed. So let's come back to take calculated risks. First step is we've got to understand what your risk threshold is. This is the way I look at it. There's a high level, a medium level, and a low level. And again, it could be partly your personality and partly the muscle you've built over time. Hopefully you're working with a good coach or in a mastermind like Amplify Mastermind or Amplify Inner Circle that allow you to feel more confident because you can get support on decision making. But while you're building up that muscle, let's really evaluate where are you. So high risk takers are people that tolerate easily taking bigger risks. So they're like not as worried if they don't pay off because they've got a mindset that recognizes that taking big risks is important. And sometimes part of what goes in with being a high risk taker is you have more emotional resilience. You have less fear overall. So you know you're going to work it out no matter what happens. Perhaps you've got financial reserves, which, by the way, is a great element to put in place to help you have a higher risk tolerance, is having the financial reserves. So you're not like, if I lose these dollars, like I'm done, right? Because that level of thinking is scarcity thinking, and it's real for some people, but it's not going to let you take bigger risks. And ultimately, you have a belief in yourself that you can bounce back and pivot and be adaptable if it doesn't work. I am not the highest risk taker on the planet, but I've certainly learned to take bigger risks, incorporating that mindset. Now, a medium risk threshold person is someone who is willing to take some risks. They tend to calculate out what they're willing to invest financially or time-wise and what payoff it will have. Now, high risk takers, they just tend to jump. Okay, they've got this embedded, integrated sense of, I'm willing to push my comfort zone at all times. Now, a medium risk taker may used to have been a high risk taker, but they've been burned a few times, and or they're getting more savvy and they're willing to take risks when they think through and really identify what is the payoff and am I willing to invest this much money or this much time to get this payout. So you can see there's a formula in there. What is the payoff worth to me? So really, this is about putting a risk budget together, and I'll unpack that in a minute. So medium risk takers, they're not the biggest risk takers on the planet, but they don't hold themselves back from aligned action taking. Okay, I would call these the calculated risk takers. They're really savvy about the risks they take, and they don't take every risk, but they're very calculated about the ones they do. Now, low risk takers tend to hold back from pretty much taking all risk. They might do a little bit here and there. We might think of these as incremental risk takers. They take incremental steps. They might be willing to take a step outside their comfort zone, but they really need to build momentum slowly. And usually that's because they've been burned several times, and or they're in a place where they cannot afford for something to not work right now. So it may be that you don't have enough information, you don't have enough experience yet, you don't have enough financial bandwidth because you don't have a financial reserve set aside. For whatever reason, you don't have the credit or the ability to borrow against the idea. Okay, so this is really the thinking is, you're in a place where a financial or big time setback would be catastrophic. And typically people at this level, they are either newer or they're emotionally spent and they've had enough failures that any other big failures would send them reeling. I also noticed that people who are really low or zero risk takers, they also tend to struggle with more anxiety and depression. And that becomes a real trigger for them and a consideration in the level of risk they're willing to take. And this doesn't mean it's bad. It just means they know that there is they're willing to incrementally take steps, just not really big leaps. Now, I also know that most low risk takers grow very slow. And so if you find yourself there and you're like, I want to leap, you're going to have to recondition your risk threshold. You're going to have to figure out ways to move up to medium and higher risk levels to move mountains. Okay, and that's something you might want to work with a coach to get some help really figuring that out. So what do you do? What are you going to do if you find that you need to be willing to take bigger risks, or maybe you've been taking too big of a risk and you've lost some of that trust in yourself? Well, let's first look at the risk and reward equation. It's just this simple. What is the potential reward worth to you? And what are you willing to risk to get there? So if you know that you're going to need to do some marketing, and one of the paths for you that's been recommended is to, let's say you're going to do some ad spend, like you're going to do Facebook ads or Google ads or something of that nature. You have to ask yourself, what is the potential payoff of new business? So if you've got a $7 product, probably not a good idea. If you've got a book you want to sell, well, if you're willing to invest some ad spend to sell $20 and $30 books that lead to something else, probably a good idea. But if it's just books, it's questionable. That's a pretty big risk for the reward. And the reason why I say risk is because we never know how ads are going to pay off. And it can take a significant amount of money. We're talking $5,000 to $10,000 before you start seeing a payoff. Now, something that might be a better risk is, let's say you want to learn how to do... So here's one that comes up for people. They're like, I need to learn how to message my podcast interviews, my guest talks. I need to really reshape the way I communicate what I do. and someone's looking at my Get Magnetic Messaging program as an example, that could be like, okay, well, I'm willing to invest a couple grand because I know when I do this properly, I have the ability to get $10,000 in sales from it that I'm not getting right now. Okay, I used to have a client who said every time he invested $15,000 a year to join my mastermind, he made $100,000 in new business. He's like, that's a risk I'm always willing to take. So those are some ways that you might start to reframe, like, what is the potential reward and what am I willing to risk to get there? How much money, how much time? And that leads me to the second step, create a risk budget. What am I willing to invest in money and time or my team's time to try something? So we got pulled into a beta software program last year. Somebody was rolling out some software and they invited me into the beta and it was going to take my team's time and it was going to take my time. And so I was willing to invest a certain amount of my team's time and my time to play it out and see where it was going to go. Well, what I realized was is that my risk threshold was I was willing to put about 20 hours into it because I could see the payoff in one of my goals, which was to continue to grow the exposure of Amplify Your Success podcast. What happened was we were very quickly going to move way beyond her 20 hours of time. My time was getting sucked up and I was looking at the input of time and money and energy for the potential output and the time it would take with this particular offering to get my goal. And it didn't make sense anymore. I've also used this on speaking gigs. Okay, so how much am I willing to risk? How much time and money am I willing to put into travel and an unknown audience, and someone who hasn't proven out their ability to develop and fill a great program. So like my risk tolerance might be, okay, well, I'm willing to drive an hour to something if they can guarantee at least 50 people in the room. But if it's farther than an hour, or they're not willing to pay my time and travel, and they can't guarantee at least 50 people in the room, it's not really a good fit for me. And that has helped me really evaluate what's going to get my yes and what's going to be a no. So these are my personal risk thresholds. I know what my sweet spot is. I know how many people need to be in a room. I know what kind of audiences. I know how much I'm willing to invest in time and money to get me to a goal. Now, guess what happens if I don't know those things? I spin, right? Like, oh, I don't know. Like, I can't decide. What should I do? Is this a good investment or not a good investment? And this is when I go back to facts and data. And that's step three, is really looking at like, how can we balance trusting my gut with facts and data? So what tends to happen for most of us is we either lead 100% with facts and data, or we lead 100% with trusting our gut or using intuition. And one or the other does not bring us to a great decision. Okay, facts alone aren't going to get us there. Intuition alone isn't going to get us there. But if we put them together, we can usually make a really, really good decision. So intuition alone doesn't always work. And if you listen to the other episode I'm hooking up in the show notes, you'll see that sometimes our intuition is hard to distinguish from fear. And your intuition may be, okay, like I'm scared because this is like, I'm not used to taking this kind of risk. And the fear and excitement are so close in energy that you decide not to do it when it would have been the very best thing you could have done. Or you don't have facts and data on how you can make the investment pay off. So facts and data, one of the techniques I do with my clients is I have them go through literally like a pros and cons list. I have a little bit more sophisticated thing that I'll walk a client through where we map out like all the important criteria of a decision, and then factor in like, what's the gut say? Like, what is the intuitive hit on whether or not this is aligned? So if the intuition is like, I don't know, then we can lean on facts and data. If facts and data are like, yeah, it's a, this is a go, but the intuition is screaming like, no, 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 then we can like dig a little deeper and figure out what's missing from the equation so that we can get more information, or we can get clearer on the reward to recognize if the risk is worth taking. Regardless of what level your risk threshold is right now, I want to challenge you a little bit to learn and to cultivate and to build up the muscle of risk taking. I would never be where I am today if I wasn't willing to take risks. And I am one of those people where I have made a million mistakes. I have lost lots of money over the years. And I know most people would have been like, pack it in, I'm out, I can't do this anymore. My reward is too great to not keep taking the risk. Is yours? Are you willing to push yourself a little bit more, take a greater risk to get to that reward? Whatever that reward is, may it be financial, impact-driven, achieving something that your heart desires, to be able to be celebrated and revered as an authority in your field, whatever that is for you, I challenge you, push yourself a little bit more to take a bigger risk today, hire the mentor, join the coaching program, get the marketing out there, take the lead and get in front of your audience, be willing to be seen, learn how to balance the facts and data with your gut so you can take those bigger risks that have a much bigger payday. I'd love to hear right over in Amplify Your Authority in my free Facebook group, how are you going to take more calculated risks? How can you stretch a little bit more right now? Let's learn and grow together on this one, okay? I'll be back next week with another episode. Bye for now. Thanks for tuning in today, Amplifier. Be sure to join us right now in the Amplify Your Authority community at authorityamplifiers.com, and I'll share my 7 proven tips to be a highly paid expert that stands out in a crowded market. Plus, we're going to keep this conversation going, and I want to hear from you how you're going to amplify your authority and make a greater impact. Before you go, please take a minute to give our show and our guests some love over on your favorite podcasting platform. Subscribe, rate, and review. Leave your full name, and I'll spotlight you and your authority on social media.